ジェットイングリッシュ。はい、今月のですね、ジェットイングリッシュの内容は、宇宙飛行士、ある少女がですね、惑星希望というところに、ね、向かって、旅立っていくと。で、そこでの冒険のお話を、タイトルというか内容にしました。まあ、ぜひ楽しんで聞いてみてください。それでは、まずは英語バージョン聞いてみましょう。どうぞ。
The journey to planet Kibo. Once upon a time in Japan, there lived a curious middle school student named Yuki. Yuki loved everything about space. She had posters of planets, stars, and astronauts all over her room. She often dreamed about traveling to outer space and exploring unknown worlds. One sunny afternoon, Yuki received an exciting letter in the mail. It was from the Japanese space agency, JAXA. The letter said she was chosen for a special mission to visit a newly discovered planet called Kibo. The planet was named after the Japanese word for hope. Yuki couldn't believe her eyes. She read the letter over and over again. Her parents were surprised but very proud of her. They knew how much Yuki loved space, so they encouraged her to go on this adventure. Preparing for the journey, the next few weeks were filled with preparation. Yuki went to a special training camp where she learned how to live in space. She met other young astronauts from around the world. They practiced walking in zero gravity, learned how to use spacesuits, and studied the science of space travel. Yuki's best friend at the camp was a boy named Ken from America. Ken loved space as much as Yuki did. They became good friends and promised to take care of each other during the mission. Finally, the day of the launch arrived. Yuki and her new friends put on their spacesuits and boarded the spaceship, the Hikaru. The spaceship was shiny and new, with high-tech equipment and a powerful rocket engine. The launch, the countdown began, 10, 9, 8. Yuki's heart raced with excitement. She held Ken's hand as the numbers got smaller. 3, 2, 1. Lift off. The Hikaru shook violently as it lifted off the ground. Yuki felt the incredible force of the rocket pushing her back into her seat. She looked out the window and saw the blue earth getting smaller and smaller. After a few minutes, the shaking stopped. They were in space. Yuki felt weightless. She unbuckled her seatbelt and floated out of her seat. It was an amazing feeling. She did a somersault in the air and laughed. Ken joined her and they floated around the spaceship exploring their new home, the long journey. The journey to planet Kibo would take several months. Yuki and her friends had many tasks to keep them busy. They conducted experiments, took care of the spaceship, and communicated with the team back on Earth. Yuki also wrote in her journal every day, describing everything she saw and felt. One day, Yuki saw something amazing through the spaceship window. It was a giant asteroid, glowing with different colors. She called her friends, and they all gathered to watch the asteroid pass by. It was one of the most beautiful things Yuki had ever seen, arrival at planet Kibo. Finally, after many months of travel, the Hikaru arrived at planet Kibo. Yuki looked out the window and saw a planet that was blue and green, just like Earth. But there were also strange purple mountains and pink oceans. The spaceship slowly descended to the surface of the planet. Yuki and her friends put on their spacesuits and prepared to step out. The spaceship landed gently. Yuki felt her heart pounding with excitement. She was about to become one of the first humans to walk on planet Kibo. The door opened, and Yuki stepped out onto the surface of the planet. The ground was soft and springy. The sky was a bright shade of blue, and the air was filled with a sweet fragrance. Yuki took a deep breath and smiled. It felt like a dream come true.
それでは今度は英語、日本語、英語、日本語と日本語を差し込んである、内容ですね。これがこのジェットイングリッシュの真骨頂なんですが、それを聞いてみてください。どうぞ。
The Journey to Planet Kibo 惑星希望への旅 Once upon a time in Japan ある時、日本に There lived a curious middle school student named Yuki Yuki という好奇心旺盛な中学生がいました。Yuki loved everything about space. Yuki は宇宙に関するすべてのものが大好きでした。She had posters of planets, stars, and astronauts. 彼女の部屋には惑星や星、宇宙飛行士のポスターが all over her room. 部屋いっぱいに貼ってありました。She often dreamed, 彼女はよく夢を見ました。About traveling to outer space and exploring a known world. 宇宙を旅行して未知の世界を探検する。One sunny afternoon, ある晴れた午後、Yuki received an exciting letter in the mail.ユキは郵便でワクワクする手紙を受け取りました。It was from the Japan Space Agency, JAXA. それは日本の宇宙機関、JAXA からでした。The letter said, 手紙には書かれていました。She was chosen, 彼女は選ばれた。For a special mission,特別な任務に。To visit a newly discovered planet. 新しく発見された惑星を訪れると。Called Kibo. Kibo と呼ばれる。The planet was, その惑星は、named after Japanese word of hope.希望という日本語にちなんで名付けられました。Yuki couldn't believe. Yuki は信じられませんでした。Her eyes. 自分の目を。She read. 彼女は読み返しました。The letter over and over again. 何度も何度もその手紙を。Her parents were surprised. 彼女の両親は驚きました。But very proud of her. しかし、とても誇りに思いました。They knew how much Yuki loved space. 彼らは Yuki がどれほど宇宙を愛しているか知っていたので、So they encouraged her. 勧めました。To go on this adventure. この冒険に行くように。Preparing for the journey. 旅の準備。The next few weeks. 次の数週間は。Were filled with preparation. 準備でいっぱいいっぱいでした。Yuki went to a special training camp. Yuki は特別な訓練キャンプに行きました。Where she learned how to live in space. 宇宙での生活を学ぶ。She met other young astronauts. 彼女は若い飛行士たちと出会いました。From around the world. 世界中から来た。They practiced walking in zero gravity. 彼らは無重力での歩行を練習し、Learn how to use space suits. 宇宙服の使い方を学び、And study the science of space travel. 宇宙旅行の科学を勉強しました。Yuki's best friend at the camp. キャンプでの Yuki の親友は was a boy named Ken from America. アメリカから来た Ken という男の子でした。Ken loved space. Ken も宇宙が大好きでした。As much as Yuki did. Yuki と同じくらい。They became a good friends. 彼らは友達になり、and promised. 約束しました。To take care of each other during the mission. 任務の間、お互いの世話をすること。Finally, ついに、the day of launch arrived.発射の日がやってきました。Yuki and her new friends, Yuki と新しい友達は、put on their space suits and 宇宙服を着て、boarded the spaceship, the Hikaru. Hikaru という宇宙船に乗り込みました。The spaceship was shiny and new.その宇宙船はピカピカで新しく、with high-tech equipment and a powerful rocket engine. ハイテク機器と強力なロケットエンジンを備えていました。The launch. 発射。The countdown began. 10, 9, 8.カウントダウンが始まりました。10, 9, 8. Yuki's heart raced with excitement. Yuki の心臓は興奮でドキドキしていました。She held Ken's hand. 彼女は Ken の手を握りました。As the number got smaller, 3, 2, 1, lift off.数字が小さくなるにつれて、3, 2, 1、発射。The Hikaru shook violently. Hikaru は激しく揺れました。As it lift off the ground. 地面から離れると。Yuki felt the incredible force of the rocket.ユキはロケットの信じられない力が pushing her back into her seat. 彼女をシートに押し戻すのを感じました。She looked out the window. 彼女は窓の外を見て and saw a blue earth getting smaller and smaller.青い地球がどんどん小さくなるのを見ました。After a few minutes, 数分後、The shaking stopped. 揺れが止まりました。They were in space. 彼らは宇宙にいました。Yuki felt weightless. Yuki は無重力を感じました。She unbuckled her seatbelt. 彼女はシートベルトを外して and floated out of her seat. 席から浮かび上がりました。It was an amazing feeling. それは驚くべき感覚でした。She did a somersault in the air. 彼女は空中で宙返りをして、and laughed. 笑いました。 Ken joined her. Ken も参加して。And they floated around the spaceship. 彼らは宇宙船の中を浮かびながら。Exploring their new home. 新しい家を探索しました。The long journey. 長い旅。The journey to planet Kibo. 惑星キボへの旅は would take several months. 数ヶ月かかります。Yuki and her friends had many tasks. Yuki と友達は多くの仕事がありました。To keep them busy. 忙しくするために。They conducted experiments. 彼らは実験を行い、took care of the spaceship. 宇宙船の操作をし、and communicated with the team back on Earth. 地球にいるチームと通信しました。Yuki also wrote in her journal every day. Yuki は毎日日誌に書きました。Describing everything she saw and felt. 見たこと、感じたことをすべて。One day, ある日、Yuki saw, Yuki は見ました。Something amazing through the spaceship window. 宇宙船の窓を通して驚くべきものを。It was giant asteroid.それは巨大な小惑星でした。Glowing with different colors. 様々な色で輝く。She called her friends. 彼女は友達を呼んで。And they gathered to watch the asteroid pass by. 皆で小惑星が通り過ぎるのを見ました。It was one of the most beautiful things. それは最も美しいものの一つでした。Yuki had ever seen. Yuki が今まで見た中で。Arrival at Planet Kibo. 惑星キボに到着。Finally, after many months of trouble,ついに数ヶ月後の旅の後、The Hikaru arrived at the planet Kibo. ヒカルは希望惑星に到着しました。Yuki looked out the window. Yuki は窓の外を見て、And saw a planet that was blue and green, just like Earth.地球のように青と緑の惑星を見ました。But there were also strange purple mountains and pink oceans. しかし、そこには奇妙な紫色の山やピンクの海もありました。The spaceship slowly descended. 宇宙船はゆっくりと降りていきました。To the surface of the planet. 惑星の表面に。Yuki and her friends put on their space suits. Yuki と友達は宇宙服を着て and prepared to step out. 外に出る準備をしました。The spaceship landed gently. 宇宙船は穏やかに着陸しました。Yuki felt her heart pounding. Yuki は心臓がドキドキするのを感じました。With excitement. 興奮で。She was about to become one of the first humans. 彼女は最初の人間の一人になろうとしてました。To walk on the planet Kibo. 希望惑星を歩く。The door opened. ドアが開き。And Yuki stepped out onto the surface of the planet. Yuki は惑星の表面に足を踏み出しました。The ground was soft and springy. 表面は柔らかくて弾力がありました。The sky was bright shade of blue. 空は明るい青色で。And the air was filled with a sweet fragrance. 空気は甘い香りに包まれていました。Yuki took a deep breath and smiled. Yuki は深呼吸をして微笑みました。It felt like a dream come true. それは夢が実現したような感じでした。はい。この惑星規模への、ストーリーね、長いので、一旦ここで、ストップします。ここまで一緒に聞いてみてください。この後はですね、exploring 規模、惑星の探索、そして、a message from home、宇宙、地球からのメッセージ。ね、これちょっとね、面白いですね。そうな、なんか起こるんですね。で、じゃあ、return journey、で、地球への旅、で、homecoming、ね、ただいまということで帰ってきたところですね。あと、bright future、輝かしき未来ということで、その後の、ユキのですね、人生が語られている内容になっておりますので、楽しみに続きを、お待ちください。また来月発表になります。で、単語とイデオムはここで、全部、カバーしてますので、次回はこのストーリーだけ、じゃんじゃん、流しますので、それを聞いてください。はい。重要単語20 Curious 好奇心旺盛な Space 宇宙 Mission任務 planet 惑星 explore 探索する astronaut 宇宙飛行士 rocket ロケット launch 発射するZero gravity 無重力 Experiment 実験 Space suit 宇宙服 Adventure 冒険 Surface表面 sample 標本 discover 発見する creature 生物 journey 旅 training訓練 journal 日誌 future 未来重要イデオム10 dreams come true 夢が実現するHeart raced 心臓がドキドキする Held one's hand 手を握る Look out the window 窓の外を見る。 Take care of 誰々の世話をする。 Cheer up 元気づける。 Feel like 何々のように感じる。 Run toどこどこに駆け寄る。 Never give up 諦めない。 Reach for the stars 高い目標を目指す。
それでは次には2倍速で英語バージョンを聞いてみましょう。これをね、何度も聞くと本当のネイティブの速度に慣れてきます。どうぞ。
The journey to Planet Kibo. Once upon a time in Japan, there lived a curious middle school student named Yuki. Yuki loved everything about space. She had posters of planets, stars, and astronauts all over her room. She often dreamed about traveling to outer space and exploring unknown worlds. One sunny afternoon, Yuki received an exciting letter in the mail. It was from the Japanese space agency, JAXA.The letter said she was chosen for a special mission to visit a newly discovered planet called Kibo. The planet was named after the Japanese word for hope. Yuki couldn't believe her eyes. She read the letter over and over again. Her parents were surprised but very proud of her. They knew how much Yuki loved space, so they encouraged her to go on this adventure. Preparing for the journey, the next few weeks were filled with preparation. Yuki went to a special training camp where she learned how to live in space. She met other young astronauts from around the world.They practiced walking in zero gravity, learned how to use spacesuits, and studied the science of space travel. Yuki's best friend at the camp was a boy named Ken from America. Ken loved space as much as Yuki did. They became good friends and promised to take care of each other during the mission. Finally, the day of the launch arrived. Yuki and her new friends put on their spacesuits and boarded the spaceship, the Hikaru. The spaceship was shiny and new, with high-tech equipment and a powerful rocket engine. The launch, the countdown began, 10, 9, 8. Yuki's heart raced with excitement. She held Ken's hand as the numbers got smaller. 3, 2, 1. Lift off. The Hikaru shook violently as it lifted off the ground. Yuki felt the incredible force of the rocket pushing her back into her seat. She looked out the window and saw the blue earth getting smaller and smaller. After a few minutes, the shaking stopped. They were in space. Yuki felt weightless. She unbuckled her seatbelt and floated out of her seat. It was an amazing feeling. She did a somersault in the air and laughed.Ken joined her and they floated around the spaceship exploring their new home, the long journey. The journey to Planet Kibo would take several months. Yuki and her friends had many tasks to keep them busy. They conducted experiments, took care of the spaceship, and communicated with the team back on Earth. Yuki also wrote in her journal every day, describing everything she saw and felt. One day, Yuki saw something amazing through the spaceship window. It was a giant asteroid, glowing with different colors. She called her friends.And they all gathered to watch the asteroid pass by. It was one of the most beautiful things Yuki had ever seen, arrival at Planet Kibo. Finally, after many months of travel, the Hikaru arrived at Planet Kibo. Yuki looked out the window and saw a planet that was blue and green, just like Earth. But there were also strange purple mountains and pink oceans. The spaceship slowly descended to the surface of the planet. Yuki and her friends put on their spacesuits and prepared to step out. The spaceship landed gently. Yuki felt her heart pounding with excitement.She was about to become one of the first humans to walk on Planet Kibo. The door opened, and Yuki stepped out onto the surface of the planet. The ground was soft and springy. The sky was a bright shade of blue, and the air was filled with a sweet fragrance. Yuki took a deep breath and smiled. It felt like a dream come true.
それではまた来月お会いしましょう。See you next month. Bye bye.